One of the things to keep in mind with Cuban sugar production is that it is a shell of its former self. Much of the equipment is dilapidated. Investment just hasn't been there. So the threat that Cuba might have once posed, it doesn't necessarily pose today. We at the American Sugar Alliance were always worried about additional sugar coming into the U.S. market because that U.S. market is fully saturated. As we saw this past year with Mexico, when our market was flooded with unneeded sugar, that puts that depresses prices, drives U.S. farmers out of business, and it also causes a sugar program to cost taxpayer money. So, you know, whatever happens with Cuba, only thing that we request is that U.S. trade negotiators take a look at the U.S. sugar industry, the importance of the U.S. sugar industry, and make the right decisions.
Now, when it comes to other issues, Hayes says the American Sugar Alliance and U.S. sugar policy is constantly under attack, with the latest taking place back in April.
We face something that I don't think a lot of industries in agriculture face, and that is attacks by our customers. Our customers have very deep pockets. Multi-million dollar advertising, lobbying, and PR operations, and their sole objective is to bring in more subsidized sugar from other countries, to drive U.S. producers out of business, and to outsource America's sugar production. So we face yet another vote. The candy companies tried to slip what's called a rider onto a bill that has nothing to do with agriculture, and that was an African trade initiative. They tried to rewrite the farm bill on an African trade bill. Now, that vote was pretty lopsided in our favor. Once again, we beat back an attack. I think it was the sixth or seventh vote in the last 3 years on U.S. sugar policy. And we believe that the U.S. Congress has clearly spoken on U.S. sugar policy. They recognize the importance of U.S. sugar policy to the country, and they recognize what a good deal it is not only for consumers but for taxpayers.